a board meeting, all sorts of stuff going on. And of course, there have been a couple bumps on Wall Street, which I'm sure have had impacts on the thrift savings plan. But let's start off with that website because it got a lot of attention. It looks phenomenal. But as always with these things, there are a couple bumps in the road.
Oh, sure. There are, and there always will be. And in fact, there'll be new roads to clear later on as
right.
we take it to the next level.
It's the trouble with websites now is your work is never done. You're constantly making it better and figuring out different things. So this kind of stuff is going to happen.
That's right. And, you know, for us, it's, as I think I mentioned last week, it's never over. The big news this week at the board member meeting was that we did put up the website. And the big news at the next board meeting will be that we changed the website because we've rolled out automatic enrollment,
which
we plan to do on August 1. And we'll be making changes in the website when we roll out that new front end, if you will, for
right.
us. So it's always going to be there, and it's our main way to satisfy participant demand for prompt execution of requests, most notably interfund transfers, loans, and withdrawals.
So there was some gurgling around, and I saw a bunch of comments on a NextGov piece and a couple other places where people said, "Oh, you know why?" And my impression was some of this was you change things, and people don't always deal with that. Some of it was back end things that probably didn't. Once people start getting in there and using it full time, all of a sudden you figure out, "Hey, we didn't expect that." To happen.
That's right, because it is different. It's up on new software, and we didn't simply transport the old text to the new and just use it again. It's new text. It's new software. Things are going to be located in different areas than they were before, and they're going to work differently. But by and large, everything seems to be going extremely well with it.
So if folks have an issue that they find, is there a way that they can let you guys know so they can, I mean, if you see something, let us know.
Sure.
Because we love that.
Sure, absolutely. And we've got the 800 numbers for the call centers, and we're taking input all the time, and we listen to what people say. They can always send a note to the webmaster. We don't communicate through the webmaster, but we read the comments that come in. So we do stay aware of all of this information. You can pick up the phone, and you can call. I mean, if you're in the Washington area, we're in the phone book if you want to call and leave a point. But I think that my recommendation would be use the website a little bit, get used to it, get comfortable with it before you make your call or your point of view known, because that point of view may change as you get a little bit more experience with it. We don't want to hear the fastest, quickest comment. We want to hear thoughtful comments to help us improve it, and we look forward to continuing to improve it.
And as you say, these things are, it's an ongoing process. It doesn't stop anymore.
That's right. One of the things we put up, and I'm glad that we gave this a little bit more prominence, is on the front page on the website, lower left-hand corner, there's a button you can click on that says About Us. And so now you can go right there. It used to be in the website, but it wasn't as evident as it is now, and pull up the bios, for instance, of the board members, of whom we welcome two new board members.
That's right.
Today, at our meeting. They had just cleared the Senate confirmation process. Michael Kennedy of Georgia and Dana Bilyeu of Nevada.
So folks don't always understand. Give us the board is made up of how many people, because I know you know them very well, but most folks don't always understand what role the board actually plays.
That's right, because they're fairly low profile. It's a part-time job for board members. They hold other positions. For instance, Dana Bilyeu is the executive officer of the Public Employees Retirement System of Nevada. She has held every job from soup to nuts in the retirement system, including working in the general counsel's office there. So she has terrific state experience on running a pension plan and all of the issues that one comes up with. Michael Kennedy is a managing director and partner at Korn Ferry, a big national firm, search firm for executive talent, but he also has a very strong background in the financial services industry. Very knowledgeable guy. And this is the type of nominee that, thank goodness, we have had really since the beginning of the plan, very capable, experienced people who come in. Their primary function under the law is to establish and develop investment policy, to check and make sure that performance is up to what it should be, and to focus on that all-important matter of low administrative costs, another statutory responsibility of the board members.
And they essentially act as your board of directors for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.
That's right, although there is a bit of a difference in that a board of directors, they in many ways cannot direct the executive director what to do. What they do is develop policy, and then the executive director here runs the agency under our law. The agency is all made up of federal employees. So it's a slightly different than the
right.
private sector arrangement that you would have. But the executive director serves as a fiduciary as well. So there are.
And so the policies that the board would come up with that might impact the thrift savings plan would be things like what?
Well, let's see. Recently, they recommended 3 years ago that we seek automatic enrollment authority from the Congress. As you know, we did seek that, and it ended up being enacted last summer along with a bunch of other proposals that Congress added that got us going on this long list of improvements that we're working on right now, including rolling out the automatic enrollment in August, and then at the end of next year, beginning of 2012, the Roth feature. So they were involved in all of those discussions, and whether or not that was something we wanted to seek, they decided to seek the automatic enrollment and then to agree on the Roth feature when Congress was talking about that. So essentially every key investment decision and every decision that affects how much we spend in our budget is a board decision.
They sort of sign off on these things to make sure it's in the right. You're going in the right direction.
That's yeah. right, and doing it with bringing in that private sector experience that they do. And this is a good example of how it gets refreshed because we've got three members on the board who are veterans. They've been here for various times, but we lost our 14-year member in this transition. But we still have Alex Sanchez, who's the president of the Florida Bankers Association, Terrence Duffy, who is the chairman of the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Andrew Saul, who's a businessman in New York and a philanthropist, a terrific crew of people who we have on board, now joined by Michael Kennedy and Dana Bilyeu. And you may not hear their name again for another 4 years.
Right.
You know, two of them are replaced, but rest assured, sitting over their shoulder in the boardroom, carved in stone, is the mission of the Thrift Savings Plan, which is to act solely in the interest of the participants and beneficiaries.
There you go.
That's what we welcome them with.
Let me just jump back to the website for 2 seconds. Did you see a spike in traffic coming out of the new? I imagine that everyone wants to at least check it out, so there was a little bump.
Yeah, I was getting different numbers. I started out last week seeing very large numbers, and then I discovered those were page hits. Then we went back and looked at individuals coming in and identifying themselves, the folks who, you know, enter their user
right.
And PIN number, so they're not just floating around looking at the public pages. And I think it was over 600,000, maybe 680,000. I didn't get an update on that today. That was for last week.
Great.
So that's individuals who are coming and either looking around or doing their interfund transfers or requesting loans or withdrawals via the web.